Something almost beyond comprehension is happening to a girl on this street, in this house. And a man has been sent for as a last resort. This man is the Exorcist. These sinister words appeared on the first posters advertising The Exorcist, now considered to be one of the greatest supernatural horror films of all time. Released in 1973, the film was based on the 1971 novel by William Peter Blatty and directed by William Friedkin. The Exorcist recounts the demonic possession of a young girl, Regan McNeil, and the attempts to free her of the evil spirit. The film's impact was immediate, and it quickly became notorious. There were reports of fainting fits, vomiting, and even heart attacks among members of the audience. These physical reactions were triggered by its most disturbing scenes, among which was the one where the head of the possessed girl rotates 360 degrees. This proved so shocking for the time that the film was banned in some places in the US and in the UK, where sales of the video were prohibited. Not only was the film itself terrifying and controversial, but rumors began to circulate that the whole production was cursed. Friedkin told reporters that he and the crew were plagued by strange and sinister things from the beginning. While they were filming, a fire destroyed most of the set, and the leading actors, Linda Blair, who plays Regan, and Ellen Burstyn, who plays her mother, Chris, suffered back injuries. Friedkin also said that strange images and visions that were never planned showed up on the film, and that the whole thing was a nightmare. Despite, or perhaps because of this, the film became hugely popular and remains influential to this day. It was the first horror film to be nominated for the Academy Award for Best Picture, and it won 2 of the 10 Oscars it was nominated for. It also inspired a multi-million dollar media franchise, multiple film sequels, and a television series. Now, fans are preparing to celebrate the film's 50th anniversary by watching the first of a new $400 million trilogy of films.